Welcome, everybody. Shia number 986. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zisel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe and Le'refuah Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudas Shetakav Refuah Shalema Pseich Shechar Lisrol. Getting back to El Malacha of Mavir electricity. Right now we're working on the electricity part. Okay, so now, just a real interesting thing. I saw a few things. There's a new sefer that we mentioned last year from Rabbi Berkowitz in conjunction with Rabbi Yisrael Belfki, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in some of his psakim and some other things he brings down over there from the sefer called Shulchan Halevi. Okay, but be it as it may, I just want to go through a few interesting things he said over there in reference to a plug. A lot of times, obviously, everybody has plugs. There's plugs on Shabbos, plugs plugged in, and things happen, especially there's children. So there's a few things. First of all, he brings down in reference to a smell. Sometimes there's a smell that's coming out of an electric appliance or well, not so much the wall, but sometimes a certain appliance, it happens, Rahman Aslan, we've heard in the past, with certain hot plates and so on, they got too hot and so on. I notice people have asked me from Eretz Yisrael sometimes that they put it on a Shabbos clock. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now, but sometimes it happens that it gets too hot and this taka smell and the plug has to be pulled out of the wall. It gets dangerous. It's not something that you can leave because Rahman Aslan, a fire, electrical fire, these things don't take long, and it's a very dangerous situation. Now, but the question is, so he brings like this, it brings us on page 120, if a smell is coming out of an electric appliance on Shabbos, right? It could be any electric appliance. It got overheated, whatever the case is, may one take out, the question is, what he says like this, one may take out the plug from the outlet. That's it, you could take out the plug from the outlet. Mm-hmm. However, now it does depend on how much time a person has. However, it is preferable to ask a guy to do it if one feels that they have time. In other words, if there's a guy in the area, if they have to start standing around and, you know, outside and try and looking for a guy, in the meantime, it's going to get too hot, it could be, you know, dangerous, whereby Rahman al son of fire, then there's nothing to talk about, a person pulls it out right away. We've spoken about that in the past. If it's a dangerous situation, you know, that's on the spot, the person has to do whatever they have to do, and you pull out the plug. But if the person feels it's starting, you know, you have time to call a guy, it's starting to get hot, it's starting to smell or whatever, and they feel that they have time, so that's what he says. However, it is preferable to, if possible, to ask a guy to pull out the plug. If one cannot find a guy and there is a danger, for example, sometimes young children, let's say it's in a lower level or something like that, a lower shelf or whatever, such as young children, or there's connecting homes that could be harmed, or whatever the case might be, one may take out the plug by themselves. They don't have to wait around, they don't have to call a guy in such situations, then you could pull out the plug by yourself. If possible, the person should do it with a shinoi, with not the regular way, again, if it's possible, without causing any other harm and without, you know, making the situation worse, let's put it like that. So if possible, one should do it with a shinoi, let's say with their foot, for example, if it's in a lower level, or possibly with their elbow, if it's like a little bit higher up or something like that. Just to do it with a shinoi would be better if possible. Okay, so now he brings down weiter, if possible, what they do with their foot, but if one can't do it with their foot, and they can't do it with their elbow, whatever the case is, an older person, whatever the case is, he does bring down from Sefer Shulchan Halevi that they could do it with their hands. So one who cannot do it with their foot may use their hands, or with their elbow, like we said, you can use the shinoi. So again, it does bring down from the Sefer Shulchan Halevi to use your hands and just pull it out. Obviously, when it starts to smell or it's extremely hot, it could be running into a dangerous situation. He brings down another interesting thing in reference to a plug. He brings down that if a plug is coming out of the wall, right? And a lot of times, whatever it is, children, it's definitely a dangerous thing. So if a plug is starting to come out of the wall, and we're talking about in a case whereby the electric is everything is still connected, it's just a question of pushing the plug back in. If a plug is, for whatever the case is, it's an appliance, something somebody needs, if the plug is coming out of the wall, he says, one may plug it all the way into the wall, they could push it back in, since the electric appliance is working. In other words, the connection was never cut off. That's the case over here. The plug is starting to come off and come out, and the person sees this could be dangerous, right? But everything is still working. It's just a question of pushing it back in. So that's what he says. It would be okay if a plug is coming out of the wall. One may plug it in all the way since the electric appliance is still working. Pushing in the plug does not affect the appliance. There's no real change taking place because everything is still connected. It's just, if you get to leave it like that, it's going to fall out, and that could be running into the problem, or whatever the case, whatever the situation is. So he brings down on page 121. Okay, there's one more thing I just want to mention. Again, I'm not, chas v'shalom, not paskening here, nothing, but the Sfarim do bring down, there's something called, which has been sort of a little bit of a recent invention, the kosher switch, something called this kosher switch. Again, the Poskim do bring down the kosher, he brings it down, talking the Sefer that we just mentioned, B'shem Rabelski, the kosher switch is not allowed to be used on Shabbos. So, but everybody, there's some others from also bring down to the Paiskim. We're not getting into all the details, how it works on a grammar, this and that. We're not even going to try to comprehend the whole issue right now and start explaining it. That's not for our shiurim at all. But I just wanted to bring it up that if anybody is aware or they're thinking or they're looking into or they heard of this thing called kosher switch, this firm that I've seen anyways, that could bring down, one should not use it, but one, if one feels that there's an issue or they might need or whatever, they should talk to their Pesach, talk to their Rav, and definitely not take upon themselves to just because of the fact, we've spoken about this a few years ago, just because of the fact that it says it's kosher this or Shabbos this, that doesn't mean it's automatically allowed to be used on Shabbos, and definitely one should talk to their Pesach or Rav and see, you know, what the issues are and what it's all about, and not just by the kosher switch, like we mentioned in the past, is we're talking about anything that has to, or any new type of invention that comes out that people hear, well, this is again, this says a Shabbos, a kosher for Shabbos, and it's a kosher this, and it's whatever. The person has to be very, very careful and definitely talk to the Pesach and talk to the Rav and find out, what it's all about and what is involved in this new invention, if you want to call it. Okay, we're going to stop here, but again, I just want to end off. People in general should be very careful. You know, a lot of times there's, besides advertisements, there's people, you know, people talk, people schmooze, and this one said, that one says, and a lot of times people say, well, I heard from this Rav, I heard from that Pesach, and it's not. Listen, everybody has to have their own Rav, their own Pesach, and they have to know that, they have to consult with them in everything. There's Dalet Chalke Shulchan Aruch, and in case the Pesach or Rav can't find out, obviously they'll get an answer for that person, but a person has to know. It's not, you know, like they say in English, a free-for-all. You have to be able to, person has to, you know, go with the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.